She is an amazing, amazing coach. She helps people with mindset. She's been helping women, female entrepreneurs, transition into their purpose-driven life, their purpose-driven business. I'm so excited to have her here today, you know, and I feel like I'm part of her journey, you know, in many ways, you know, because I remember when we sat down and, you know, when we started discussing about the things she wanted to do, how she wanted to help people in the world, and to see that materialize into what it is today, it is an inspiration to me. And I hope her message, her story inspires you as well. So welcome, Cecilia.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Yes. So I always start with knowing the story. You know, every hero has that journey they had to undergo, that process of going from, you know, your ordinary life, as we would call it, into what it is today, as where you are now the leader, that journey. So what's your story?
Sure, there's many parts to my story, but I'll probably start with the place that most people relate with, which was that a few years ago, I was, like most people, in a corporate job that I didn't particularly find fulfilling. And it was a particularly tough year because I had the opportunity to work alongside a McKinsey consultancy. But that meant working the longest hours ever, from like 5 a.m. till midnight. I'm feeling really, really exhausted and drained by it, kind of questioning, is this what work life is about? And I think that kind of like cemented the fact that I knew that you know, looking at my managers and people ahead of me, I was not inspired. So that life was not inspiring to me. So a lot of questions and doubts started arising. But the main catalyst for me really to drive change in my life was the fact that my mom, at the age of 50, was formally diagnosed with dementia. And knowing that it was a progressive condition where her health would deteriorate, and it's something that I'm still faced with today, for me, that was a big wake-up call to refuse to settle in my life and pursue things that I did not believe in. And it was the start of my quest to try and understand, you know, what my purpose was, and what I was brought on this earth to do. And prior to, I guess, that big moment where I was like, something's got to change, my excuse was like, well, I don't have a purpose. So, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to continue building my career in marketing. What else will I do? But I realized that that was not good enough. I had to find better answers. I had to do something about it. Even if I didn't know, I had to figure it out and move forward. And I guess what that looked like for me was that, I think because I was so determined to start creating a new reality for myself, I literally was like, no, that's it. On that date, I'm going to sit in my room. I'm going to do some reflections. I'm going to figure it out. And I heard a lot about this like famous Ikigai exercise where you look at, you know, what you're good at, what people would pay you for, what you're passionate about. So I literally like cleared my whole evening, sat in my room, pen and paper in hand, did all the exercises, thinking I was going to come to this like revelation. But I did that. And at the end of it, I was like, I saw some themes, some common themes, but the only real output from that was me realizing that I wanted to empower people. So I was like, what? What does that mean? What am I supposed to do with that? I was so unimpressed. But because I made myself the promise to move forward no matter what, I was like, okay, it's just a clue. That's all I know. I just know that I want to help empower other people. I have no idea what that means, but whatever. And I guess, bit by bit, I started noticing that people that really and truly inspired me at a deeper soul level were also fulfilling that purpose. They were also empowering other people, but they were doing it in different ways. One person was like a marketing and coach educator. Another person was like a YouTuber and content creator. And I think it got my mind thinking and realizing that, okay, I want to empower people. My job now is just to figure out what my skill set is or how I can do that in the world. And Condensing a very long story short, I just started doing different things. And like most people, you know, at first I was like, oh, well, I like traveling and I really care about, you know, empowering people like me that may not be given certain opportunities from the outset. So I kind of thought that, okay, so if I like travel, maybe I can create like a little travel group for people of color to like go and travel around the globe. And then I kind of thought about that idea, so I played around with it, and then I was like, oh, wait, what does it actually entail in terms of the doing? What's the sort of work I'll be doing? So arranging travel groups, like all this content creation, and I was like, no, I've got this wrong. That's not my purpose. I don't want to do that. That's not for me. Like, it's not because I'm passionate or I'm interested in travel that I want to be a travel group brand or travel experience brand. And again, I continue just like trying different things, really experimenting. And because I was on a journey to kind of like understand myself better and figure out my next best career step, I ended up in a lot of personal development groups. And one of which was a women's network in the UK, in London, where I just learned a bit more about what was important to me beyond work. And for me, that was quite revelatory because it was like, oh, that's true. We put so much emphasis on like career and our job, but not really thinking about the type of life we want to live. And eventually I got more and more involved in their activities. An opportunity came up to become a group leader. And I put my hand up because I was like, okay, this sounds really cool. I don't really know where that's going, but you know, let me just try different things and figure out what I like and what I don't like. And again, as I became a group leader, running some workshops for other women and taking on various responsibilities, I was like, okay, I like that, but I want to go a bit deeper. And then somehow I came across like coaching and I had no clue what it really meant. But there was a lady I followed on social media, or a guy rather I followed on social media, who partnered with another lady that launched a coaching program. And I thought, okay, this coaching thing sounds interesting, but I want to experience it for myself to know if this is for me. And then I joined my first group coaching program, which was quite interesting. And then I was like, okay, I want to be a coach, but what do I do? Like, some people say you've got to get trained, some people say you don't. So I thought, okay, let me just experiment. And whichever friends I had that said yes to me supporting them, I just did it, like being totally clueless. And then I was like, okay, like I like this, but I feel like I don't really know what I'm doing. And that led me to kind of going out to a number of coaching schools on their open days to find out more about what it really entailed. And immediately I was like, okay, now I know where I've been going wrong. And hey, I'm in it for the long run. I want to really help people like change their beliefs, change their self-perception, change their understanding of what's possible for them. And yeah, that basically started my retraining, should I say, or my transition, where I sought to acquire all the skills that I thought would be invaluable in supporting others. So for me, it was from like transformational coaching, helping people shift how they see themselves as individuals. Then I did some training around corporate coaching, so I could support people in that sort of environment, but also in something called somatics, which is body-based coaching. And that's because I felt like you can easily get caught up in a conversation with someone around their stories and their beliefs and their mindset, but there's a deeper truth that resides within them, which is more intuitive. And I wanted to learn the skill to kind of support people in coming back to their truth. So I went on the journey of basically acquiring the skills, coaching people whilst I was still in my 9-to-5. And then I got the incredible opportunity of being the lead coach on a retreat in Senegal. And that really kind of gave me a taste of like what my life could be like if I went all in, because I was like, wow, this like is a beautiful country. I'm out here supporting other women with other entrepreneurs and like creatives. And I kind of like, after the trip, I came back to the UK thinking, look, I've got my qualifications. I've been coaching people. The feedback I get is incredible. What's really holding me back? And obviously I had fears around, you know, around money, like a lot of people do, about the fact that, hey, my parents left the motherland to move to Europe in the hope for me to have a better future. I've got a good paying job. Can I really let go? But again, and especially with my mum's health getting worse, I was like, okay, I'm the highest earner in this household. And, you know, I take pride in being able to support my family. And I thought, is this really responsible? But then I kind of, again, was reminded that, look, my mom's been a hardworking woman, a lovely woman, her health is deteriorating and tomorrow's not guaranteed. And even with all my fears, I was like, well, I would rather die knowing that I've tried pursuing something that I found meaningful rather than die being miserable. Because I literally felt like I just was so unfulfilled and unhappy in my previous situation that it really impacted my mental health, my joy, my desire to do like the normal everyday things. So yeah, I kind of thought I've got two options. I either continue digging myself into a deeper hole in a career that didn't really mean much to me, or I start a new path and at least try creating a new reality for myself. So yeah, in a nutshell, that's kind of been my journey so far. And yeah, so I quit my job. And when I did so, obviously, it's been a journey, a lot of highs and lows, trying to figure things out. But with that came, you know, mistakes, moments of not really knowing what I was doing. But, you know, always been resilient and always been persistent. And knowing that because it was about purpose, because it's my calling, I'm just going to give it a go. It doesn't matter. I'm not giving up. And eventually, you know, I saw myself like coaching incredible women like from around the world, you know, entrepreneurs, but also directors of like global companies. And, you know, each time realizing that people struggle with so many negative beliefs about themselves, so many fears and doubts when they're in a transitioning phase, whether it be transitioning into your business, whether it be transitioning into a new senior position in a corporation. And yeah, I think that reinforced my belief of how much people need this work, really, the chance to have the space and the time to work on themselves and really like see, like really be given permission to dream and turn their ideas into a tangible vision and then have someone that support them along the way. And for me, my main mission is just to work with change makers. That's how I always simplify it. I'm here to create a community of change makers. So people that, you know, want to use business as a force for good and yeah, support them with like all the self-doubt that gets in the way and in helping them get clarity to move forward.
It's so articulated. Now, I a couple of years ago, I went out and I spoke to all the people I considered heroes that I could have access to. And I was asking them, what makes a hero? What makes a leader in this world? And they all said one word, you know, courage. It was very interesting. You know, they said courage is what, and one even explained to me that if you look at, you know, if you're watching Disney or whatever you're watching, whatever story of a hero, their journey, when they start their journey, they're never the strongest. They're never the sharpest. They're never the smartest. None of that. Even when you look at the history of time, but the courage to take that first step into that journey is what defines them. And that's what leads them into becoming the leader that they are. So I'm curious, what gave you your courage?
Yeah, so for me, not that I want to say sadly, but I will say sadly, because unfortunately a lot of people don't create change until a similar scenario, which is, for me, it was a kind of a crisis in a way. It was, you know, seeing my mother's health deteriorate was a big wake-up call. And I guess, thankfully, I'm someone who feels my emotions quite strongly. And I could feel frustration in my body, the anxiety in being in a role that wasn't quite fulfilling. And all these things made it necessary for me to do something different. And that's where, you know, I had to really distinguish my fears from factual reality as to whether it is possible for me to try something different. And once I realized that, okay, yes, there are risks attached to creating a new path and there are many unknowns, I was like, yeah, but there's nothing that tells me, that tangibly tells me and proves to me that I can't pursue a new path. And if that's the case, that means that everything that all the reasons I had come up with as to why I wasn't quite ready were just based in fear or a limited understanding of exactly how I was going to go through my next step, or a distorted view of who I was and what I was capable of. So I think what gave me the courage was more like my life circumstance. So seeing what was happening with my mom. And I think it's also a combination of, like, to be fair, the totality of my life experience. I think, like, being a woman, being a Black woman, being a young Black woman, you know, whenever the thing that always broke my heart and continues to break my heart is seeing people that I know are amazing and formidable and talented and gifted, and seeing them still struggle, that literally hurts my heart. And I was always like, I wish I can do something about this. And the moment that I understood that the strongest tool we have is our mind, like how we see ourselves and what we believe, I was like, okay, if I'm in that space, I can literally be the person that can change people's lives around and support them in changing their reality. You know, from seeing, and the reason why I bring up the fact of like being Black and female and young, and not that it's to do with those things, but I think it's because many of us obviously lack, have a lot of doubts and lack belief in ourselves, but we often look at our, is it vulnerabilities, or we often see certain things as weaknesses. And for some people, it might be their ethnic background, their gender, their economic status. We see all those things as being our disadvantages, that, and we believe that they will hold us back, period. Or even it could be people's age, people being too old, or so, well, so to speak, that's what they think. They think they're too old to achieve certain things or too young to achieve certain things. And yeah, like just seeing people that I resonated with at a certain level, either because they were also like maybe like quite shy and reserved and female and young, and thinking that the world wasn't set up to support them, seeing that always broke my heart, because I would see maybe people going down like not the best paths, and in my head I was like, it's so obvious that you are full of gifts and there's so many things you could do, but you just don't see that for yourself. And that's why, like, it's almost like me pursuing this path has been the way in which I can help other people kind of really believe in their ideas and believe in their purpose and believe in themselves. And in a way, like, in the hope that that, you know, will also inspire other people that I know, that I know are capable of so much more and desire so much more for themselves. So yeah, I don't know if I went a bit off tangent, but yeah, I mean, the courage has been like just a desire to kind of see a different world, really. The harsh reality of life combined with a desire to see a different world.
And, you know, there are a couple of stages. You know, the first one is, I like the word you use, gifts. You know, and the gifts could be an idea.
You know, yeah.
The gifts could be a passion.
Yeah.
The gifts could also be something you see in this world. You know, a space or a responsibility that has been abdicated that you see yourself filling up. You know, as some sort of purpose. You know, so whether it's a purpose, passion, or an idea, how do you find that? Because the first problem really is finding it, recognizing it, you know. For some people, the crazy ideas, you know, come daily. You know, it's about, okay, how do I recognize that? How do I find that? Because you, in your story, you talked about how the first thing you had to do was go through this process of finding you, you know, your unique gift, who you really are, your. So how do you find that?
Yeah, and I guess the simple answer to that for me is that sort of exploration, is being willing to kind of like try all different things, experiment, and trusting that in doing so, you'll get feedback as to what is right for you. And the feedback could be like the internal feeling that you get, you know, when you do something and you're immersed in it, you're like, wow, like this literally like takes over how I feel. That's confirmation that it's probably something you should investigate further. If it's something where, you know, you're doing something without even just because you want to, but then you get people coming up to you and kind of, you know, affirming that this is supported them, or that is something that they've been wanting to hear, again, that's feedback from your external environment. It's also reflecting on actually how do you already show up in this world. Sadly, most of the time we kind of sleepwalk through life, through our day to day, without really reflecting to kind of understand, you know, where do we already spend our time? What are the things that we're already interested in? So it's really a process of excavation, really. Excavation is sort of like reflecting by understanding yourself better. But for some people, yeah, they may not have, they may still be on the journey and yet to kind of discover the purpose. And that takes a willingness to be open to do different things, try different things. And as you try, at the end of the day, you can't just think. I think the problem most people have is that they try and figure out their purpose in their head alone.
Yeah.
Doing that, you really get, you get, again, a lot more insights based on how you feel, based on, you know, the sort of like ideas that come to you as to the difference that you could make. So I think that's, for me, that's, and what I've seen with my clients, that's you know, that's what leads to like clarity around purpose. And for some people, like for me, I had to literally retrain totally, like have a total career change. But for some, it might be a combination of the skills that they already have as well from a previous career, but being able to kind of bring that to life through their own lens, again, like looking at, you know, the vision that they have for the world or the for the people that they want to support. So yeah, there's different facets to it, but the foundation is understand yourself and be willing to like experiment and try different things, knowing that if anything, the more you nurture it, the more you actually help it grow, because life teaches you things, people teach you things, and it's not a finite thing. The more you do, the more clarity you get as to how you are uniquely positioned to make a difference in that space. And another reality is that over time, people's purpose may shift slightly, because I truly believe that purpose is a combination of the work that you're here to do on this earth, but it also needs to support you with regards to the sort of like life you want to live. And as we evolve and go through life and blah, 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 there are different shifts and different epiphanies that contribute to the mission that we want to focus on.
Thank you for that. And do you have to, it sounds very almost metaphysical, you know, spiritual in some way. Do you have to be in any way spiritual to kind of figure this thing out?
I don't think there are any have to's. Yeah, I mean, I would never say that there are any have to's. So no, I think it's more about your contribution to the world. And I think the word purpose does have a lot of like spiritual connotations. And for most of the people that I work with, I feel like in pursuing that purpose, they just happen to grow even more spiritually, because again, you kind of understand that there's like a bigger why play, even if it's, and again, because I get some people sort of ask the question, well, what if my purpose isn't gigantic? And it might not be, you know, a purpose might be confined to like, it's understanding that as a person, you have, I guess, by showing up in your truth, it has a ripple effect. And that could be in your family, with your friends, or through wider circles, especially if you are in entrepreneurship, or even in the workplace, to be honest, because if you show up in your truth, you contribute to work differently, and you kind of inspire your colleagues in a different way. So yeah, it doesn't, you don't have to be spiritual, but I definitely see a big theme whereby people pursuing their purpose tend to connect a lot more deeply to that part of themselves. And I think it also, because you're kind of like stepping into a new realm where you're willing to do things you've never done before, I feel like it actually is helpful to kind of believe and understand that this is bigger than you, and therefore your dream and your vision is totally possible, because this is something that's needed in this world. So yeah,
I remember the first conversation we had when for me, you know, how I help people is very straight to the point. You know, I believe in certain actions that bring certain results. Let's do it. It's very instructional. I remember when you kind of corrected me on that day. You know, you said that, you know, you said, what I do is not that. What I do is transformational. That was the word you used. And that was stuck with me, you know, how you articulated that. And, you know, so there's a transformation in that, taking that gift and, you know, making it into a tangible business, all of that. There's a transformation that happens. What is that transformation? How do you transform? How do you make that happen?
Yeah, this is a good question, actually. But I'll try and reflect on the clients I've worked with. And it's really, if you think about someone who, again, looking at the fact that people get from like a certain point to point A to point B, and not really B because it's ongoing, but you know, they come from where they are and then are moving forward on this ongoing journey. Most people are stuck in their current situation because they believe that that's their only reality. And that is actually rooted in so many beliefs and ways of being, from, you know, what they believe about themselves, self-acceptance, and no, you know, believing that yes, you may still be a work in progress, but that doesn't mean that you're not a work of art. Like, you can still deliver greatness even though you're still on that journey towards growth. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that the transformation, the biggest one, is about self-perception. Like really being able to go from like, you know, I'm not confident, I can't do that, I'm not good enough, what will people think of me, will they judge me, can I really charge these sort of prices, to first of all getting clearer and making your ideas a bit more concrete, because we can have big aspirations, but it's turning that into something that will benefit others. And so it's transformation in your sort of ideas to bring them into reality. But really and truly, and that's the transformation that I love the most, is people realizing what they are capable of. So then realizing that actually they do have something to offer others that is beyond, just because when you're starting out, you might be thinking, oh, but this other person's got like 10 years of experience, or they've achieved all these results and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, like, you have a specific vision that other people are, you know, literally desperate to receive. So your vision in itself is a gift. Your lens, your perspective is a gift, because again, you're probably sharing certain stories or ideas or life circumstances that you've gone through that other people are battling with. And that, you know, hearing someone speak into their lives about a problem and a dilemma they faced for years, that is a gift too. So it's realizing basically all the things that you already have that can really support others, and people realizing that despite, you know, if it is anxiety that's stopping them, if it is like self-doubt and procrastination, if it is like cultural I guess norms and rules, all of these things that they've told themselves were the reasons why they couldn't make it happen, like them realizing that actually it's a lie and taking tiny little steps to do something they never thought was possible, that is the transformation. Because I get so much joy when, you know, women are doing things, and men to be honest, when they're doing things they didn't even see themselves as being capable of doing, that's when I see their eyes light up and they're like, wow. Like, you know, a few weeks ago or a few months ago, I didn't even think that I was capable of, like, I don't know, running a series of live workshops online and get people like actually engaging with me and listening to me. And if I can do that, I can really do anything. Or, you know, another client of mine finally birthing her dream business and getting paying customers, and like, her life has changed forever. it doesn't matter if she's, there's still a journey of growth, because she went from a stage of like, all I can do is my 9 to 5, point blank, period. And even if I sell something, it'll be something cheap that I don't really care about, a bit of a commodity. But it's like, no, through the power of your mind and your ideas, you brought this into a physical, a tangible business idea, a physical product, infused with what you believe, infused with, you know, I guess, the sort of message you want to deliver to people, and people have actually bought it. So now there's no way you can sit in that 9 to 5 job and be like, okay, this is not a reality. Now you've seen too much to know that you are capable of achieving things, that you have got what it takes to achieve things. And actually, it's all about letting go of all these stories that have been holding you back. And I know I'm kind of like talking about in concept, because I know that people's stories are quite private and I don't want to expose people's business, but you know, it's like some of the things that hold people back can be really deep. I've had conversations with people rooted in like, in trauma and like not feeling loved and accepted when they were young, which it sounds like it's a bit abstract and like, what has that got to do with business? But when you're putting yourself out there, having to have confidence in the value you offer, in your services, not knowing how people will respond, if you've got all these stories about like not being lovable, about like being rejected, about always being the odd one out, that will really impact you. If you've got a story of being too stupid, of like not being good enough, of never being able to figure things out, you just end up in circles and just not achieving anything, and you get filled with anxiety. If you've got unhealthy stories about how business is, the only way to do business is to literally work 24/7, never sleep, work myself to the ground, that in itself, and if you're already overwhelmed, and I can speak on that, right? Because being a carer and having like a lot of things that often play on my mind, if you're feeding your mind with stories that aren't aligned with the life you really want to create, that will hold you back. And that's why it's so important to really delve deep and understand what's going on at a belief level, what's going on with your mindset, what is your emotional state, what is your intuition already guiding you towards. And yeah, the transformation is basically how them really seeing themselves differently. So self-perception, self-acceptance, but also self-trust, and really like building that compass of like being willing to try different things and to hear their own voice and believe in their pricing and their products. But also discernment, I guess, as to what, you know, what sort of like guidance supports them, what doesn't support them. There's so much I could go on and on. there's, you know, around seeing themselves as entrepreneurs, even if they're on the journey of learning the ropes, they're still capable of doing so much. So yeah, the transformation is multifaceted, but it's really about how people see themselves and therefore them understanding the power they have to change their reality.
Wow. And there's a lot about the mindset and the beliefs. And my question really is, okay, someone who is using the words like stuck, overwhelmed, you know, confused, whatever the words would be, you know, which doesn't mean progress, and which just means frustration of some sort. What's the one thing that you've seen with working with all of these people that you've worked with? What's that one thing that can really make the difference in mindset and beliefs?
Okay, so well, to be fair, the one most important thing is to actually be willing to examine those thoughts. Mm-hmm. People are just like, oh, I'm procrastinating, oh, I'm stressed, oh, I can't make this happen, and they just ignore it and then try and push past it. But then you're trying to take action when there's still all this anxiety and frustration within you, which actually yields minimal results. Or it might yield a result, but it's not quite in alignment with what you can achieve, or it's something that will resurface again. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that most basically when people are feeling blocked or stuck in some type of way, that's the perfect opportunity to just understand, to get clarity as to what's going on. And the truth is that I use the word mindset because it's a word that everybody understands, but I do feel like actually there's a lot more layers to that. And most of the times, why are people stuck? It could be some of the beliefs that they have about themselves. Sometimes it could be a legitimate skill gap. But if you're telling yourself I'm not good enough, you're literally just telling yourself, okay, the reason I can't achieve that is because I'm not good enough. Rather than going into the detail to kind of understand, well, first of all, you know, is that true? Like, there's probably things that you've achieved before that you didn't think you could achieve. Then, okay, let's say something that's frustrated me in the past before, like building a website. Rather than saying, oh, you're not good enough, it's like, maybe you do genuinely have a skill gap, and that's okay. Yeah. But once you have that clarity, right? Because same thing with confidence. So many people come to me saying, like, I'm not confident. That doesn't help you because you've kept it so broad and so generic that there's nothing that can be done about that. Mm-hmm. But once I have a conversation with people, so, you know, at an individual, it's like individual level, sorry, once you're willing to actually, like, no longer just ignore it, avoid it, or suppress it, and you're willing to face, you know, the challenge that you have right now, then you can unpack it. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's a combination oftentimes of maybe thoughts, but also a skill gap. And if you know you've got a skill gap, that's when you can come up with solutions, right? Whether it be like Googling things, whether it be going to the right guides, whether it be reading something, whether it be to just come up with a plan and then follow through with it and learn from it what has worked and what hasn't worked. And then other times it can also be maybe like linked more to habits. So the number one advice is literally just a willingness to actually understand, to pause and bring a bit more insight and awareness as to, you know, what's actually holding you back in this moment in time. And once you do that, whether it be through journaling, through working with a coach or whatever, that's when you can get a lot more clarity as to what the problem is, which therefore would then allow you to come up with solutions.
And you've talked a lot about clarity. Would that be the first step?
I guess, yeah. If I was to sum it up in a word, it's clarity about what's going on, really.
And it's something interesting you mentioned was talking about going specific in thinking, which is very interesting. Something happened, I think that was yesterday or 2 days ago, with one of the sales guys. He didn't close the call, you know, like he got on the phone with a potential customer and he couldn't get the person to buy, you know. So I went and I listened to the conversation and I said, do you know why this person did not buy? He said, no. I gave it all. I said everything. I showed them the product. I showed them the this. I showed them the that. I, you know, like, you were using general words, like, I will help you get results. You know, in their mind, you're not communicating anything to them. Like, what does results mean, you know? Yeah. Like, they just told you exactly what they wanted. Now you're talking about results, you know, instead of going specific into talking to their wants and desires and needs, you know. So thank you very much for your story, your message, and everything you shared. Obviously,
you know, I was going to say, I love that example, actually, because if you've got someone who's new to, like, sales conversations, they could automatically... it could lead to negative beliefs, such as, like, oh, I'm rubbish at selling. Why have I failed? I did something so wrong. So that's the belief. That's the belief. And actually, once you've got clarity on the belief, that's when you can start reframing that, which might be, you know, I'm learning how to, you know, have sales conversations. And again, going back to the skills, it's like, actually, there are tangible skills in terms of knowing the stages of, like, a sales conversation, and in terms of, like, having listening skills and all of these things. So again, it kind of shows. And then maybe even in terms of, like, habits, so the building the habit of kind of taking the action, i.e. having the sales conversation, but being willing to reflect from a neutral and compassionate perspective, so that you can then extract the lessons that you can improve in the future. So again, this is a great example to kind of, someone stuck with a sales conversation and they think, I'm stuck at this, I'm never going to build my business. No, that's first of all, like, I guess you've got a belief that's not supporting you, because how are you going to build a business if that's what you think about yourself, when it's not even true, it's not factual, because, you know, they were still able to start a conversation. Yes, they didn't get the outcome they wanted, but then once you get deeper into it and you get a clarity, like you said, you start to unpack all the different components within it, and that's when you're in a place to kind of, like, come up with solutions to get the results that you want.
Wow, like the Stoic philosophers would say that humans suffer twice, you know, first in the mind and in the reality. And sometimes, you know, most of it is all in the mind.
You know? Yeah.
Which is very interesting. And of course, you know, what I get from this now is that it's all a process. You know, it's not a listen to a 1 hour conversation or 1 hour training and you're going to get everything. It's a process. You know, there's steps to this. There is guidance that are needed along the way. There's a transformation that is needed. And for those people right now who connect with your story, who connect with your message, and they're saying, I want her help. If I could just get it, I mean, what you do is very exclusive. You know, so if I could just get in touch with her, if I could just, you know, get her to help me, are you open to helping more people right now?
Of course. I mean, my purpose on this earth is literally to activate other change makers, which is people that know that they have a bigger calling on this earth, but they've got the self-doubt getting in their way and maybe their lack of clarity. And my job is literally to support people along the journey to help them get clear on what it is that they're trying to birth and doing it in an aligned way, because I think it's so easy to kind of just see what others have done and try and replicate that, when, you know, we're all individuals, we all have individual ideas, individual life circumstances, and it's about being able to kind of like move forward in a way that feels good to you and that genuinely makes a difference in other people's lives.
Wow. So how can anyone who needs your help right now reach out to you, someone who's trying to transition into that purpose-driven business, purpose-driven life, you know, how can they reach out to you, how can they get?
Sure. I mean, the easiest way is to probably hit me up on Instagram. That's where I hang out the most. And you can find me at Cecilia Makinde. So at CECILIAMAKINDE. So yeah, Instagram or LinkedIn, you can find me under my name as well, under Cecilia Makinde. So they're probably the easiest places to find me. But Instagram is where I spend most of my time.
Thank you very much for showing up. Thank you for doing what you do. I appreciate you sharing your stories. And you practically just gave all the gems and gave it all away. You know? So thank you very much for coming today and sharing your story.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.